going after the horror of the past 6 months to highlight to the world the tragedy that is Syria. So it's very, very, very important for our leaders, our diplomats, what have you, to be cognizant of really what went on over the past 6 months. I don't think the world quite understood what happened, even though they were seeing images. So the Syrian Accountability Project, which is creating a trial package for a future local, regional, or international prosecutor, did a specific white paper to highlight that horror that had taken place over the past 6 months.
What are you highlighting that, again, we've seen stuff in the news and you only get that filtered account of it, and many of us, like me, even in the news, are not experts in that region. What do you highlight in there or uncover that, you know, could be used in a war crimes trial, or that really shows what happened more than the headlines and, you know, the video we see on CNN?
Well, again, what we're highlighting is the intentional attack on civilians, which is a war crime. You can never intentionally attack civilians. And in the Aleppo 6 months, these past 6 months in Aleppo, Assad and all of the various groups within Syria, specifically as they've been doing it for the past 6 years, but were particularly brutal in attacking and besieging Aleppo. So we wanted to make sure that the world understood that if you intentionally go after your own citizens or civilians, that you are committing a war crime.
Are there steps in place yet to make that into a war crimes tribunal, you know, The Hague or whoever would get involved with that?
Well, actually, yes, there is now a independent international mechanism, which I helped create with the UN back in the fall of 2016, which has now become an official office in Geneva. They are currently taking the plan that I laid out for them and implementing it in developing a director, what have you. But yes, the UN now has an official office dealing with the war crimes in Syria.
How would that, I mean, the issue in general, what we're talking about now, or if it got to a war crimes trial that actually, you know, put Assad and perhaps others on trial, how would it affect what goes on in that region in terms of coming up with any kind of future that's brighter than this very intractable, multifaceted war?
Well, again, Syria itself, it will be a generation before Syria comes back, and that's just a fact, despite the fact that we have to work hard at getting Assad handed over to us, but I can assure you that that he will be handed over using the Charles Taylor example, who I prosecuted. He is now sitting in a maximum security prison in Great Britain. You know, we'll get Assad eventually. There'll be a knock at his door someday. But again, the area around Syria, known as the Levant, it's destroyed. It will take a generation. It is now a part of the world where the UN is only going to be able to manage. At this point, it's almost ungovernable.
The most recent, most heinous thing we saw was the chemical attacks for which the U.S. made the retaliatory missile strike. Does that figure into this report?
Well, we did a white paper last week. We did a quick mini white paper that took us just 14 days to highlight the war crimes that were committed using chemical weapons against your own citizens, which violates several international treaties, what have you. And we wanted to make sure that the world understood the extent of that tragedy as well. But it's indicative of the type of horror story that has evolved in Syria over the past 6 years.
How would you hope somebody goes who either hears this story or finds out about what you've done, how would you hope they go look at it, and what do you want them to sort of learn from it?
Well, what I want them to do is take away is to understand Syria, understand the tragedy of Syria, and to develop a discourse and a dialogue about Syria, talking among their friends, their family, their neighbors, and just not look away, but to be horrified, to contact their leaders, their leadership within the United States, their congressmen, what have you, and just let them know that we're aware of Syria and something has to be done.
I mean, are you advocating for any particular solution? Obviously getting at Assad to begin with, but is there anything, if someone was going to call a Congress member, say, that you'd say, hey, this is a way forward that we think would make some progress?
Urge your Congress to be aware of Syria, to talk about Syria, to read about Syria, be aware of Syria, but also urge your congressmen to urge the administration to continue a dialogue, continue to try to make a peace in Syria, but also, most importantly, if Syria goes off the reservation by using chemical weapons again, that we will punch them in the nose and that we will use cruise missiles. So that'll make them hesitate next time they do it.
All right, Professor Crane, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot.